This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? You guys are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I am here with the breakout star of Very Cavallari himself, Jay Cutler. Do you want to say hi to the people?
Hi, people.
I thought you would for sure say, hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Too predictable.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming most people already know this, but you were a quarterback in the NFL for 12 years, correct?
That is correct.
And you've recently retired.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to know, like, more about what does a day in the life of Jay Cutler look like now?
God, you sound like Kristen. Well, it's been a year now.
Officially,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
What month is this?
January. So it's been a year and a month. Things have kind of morphed a little bit. You know, when I first got done, it was just a lot of hanging out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hanging out.
Yeah.
Kind of figuring out what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And now there's still a lot of hanging out.
So it's just a day full of hanging out.
Yeah. Hanging out with the kids, taking these kids to school. I think I've probably been working out a little bit more now.
Okay. I like this.
Working
on the bod.
Playing basketball a couple times, three times a week.
Okay. Where do you do this?
CPA in the mornings.
Okay.
6 in the morning with a good group of guys.
That's aggressive, 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Been doing a lot more hunting.
Right.
Just got back from duck hunting in Arkansas with some buddies.
Okay. I have this on as a question later. I mean, hunting.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. The beard against this is really, like, killing our audio. Is this mic here?
It's really bad for my podcast.
It's just the only one your facial hair spread. It's the jacket. Otherwise, it's fine.
Can we just use the mic? Can we just use the mic audio?
No. Well, no. So go back to your, like, what you were about to say, Callie. Sorry.
I wish I remembered.
I thought Steven wasn't going to do this.
Actually,
he
told,
left.
Yes. I mean, you know what? I might keep this in and I might tell the people that we're actually filming for Very Cavallari at this moment.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
I think that's a great point. So that was one of the producers interjecting that Jay's beard was a mic issue.
I don't know. I think he just wants to get on camera.
So annoying.
Honestly.
We were talking about hunting, and honestly, like, I wish that I cared more about that topic. It's not really my area of expertise,
mm-hmm.
but I would like to know, like, what is your favorite kind of hunting? Because I feel like you're really into this.
Yeah, well, I went elk hunting in September. Like, that was the first time I was able to go in September.
Is this what you do in Montana?
Yes.
Okay. This is, like, your thing.
And that was amazing, because you got there during the rut, and, like, they're
right.
all... doing their thing. But this duck hunting thing, it was new to me. I've never really done that. And that is, it rivals elk hunting, I think, for me.
Why? Tell me more. Can't believe I asked you that, but tell me more.
Tell you more. So you basically, like, you sit in these big blinds on the water, and they're glorified houses.
Okay.
Like, there's benches, like, they had a heater in there, they had, like, a griddle, they're making breakfast.
Who's making breakfast?
The guys that had the wine.
I thought, okay.
So, like, there's, like, 8 of you in there.
Okay.
And there's these holes in top of the blind.
This is like a girl's version of a slumber party.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you guys pillow fight?
No, we don't.
Okay.
And so, like, you can talk, you can hang out, you have breakfast, okay. And then, like, whenever they start seeing ducks fly by or something, like, you know, you just pop back up there and you just fire off and start shooting ducks.
So it's different than, like, deer hunting. Aren't you, like, sitting in one of those?
Yeah. You're just sitting in a tree stand just for two or three hours.
Sounds terrible.
Just being really quiet.
So a duck, you're, like, going about your day.
It's more of, like, a social event.
Okay. Are you drinking, like... Is this like a fun time?
I'm sure you could drink. Like, we didn't have any alcohol at that time. Well, it was like 6 in the morning.
Oh, okay. That would be a little aggressive.
But I'm sure guys that hunt in the afternoon might have a few sips. But you do have firearms too, so it's kind of...
You want to be safe.
Safety first.
Okay. Well, so you keep yourself occupied, it sounds like, with some hunting. Those mm-hmm. are hobbies. Like, mm-hmm. has that been a hard adjustment? Because I feel like football is a pretty intense schedule, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of downtime now.
Yeah.
And you can only hunt so much.
Right.
You can only work out so much.
You can only watch deer cam so much.
You can only hang out so much.
Right. And you have 3 kids, so that keeps you busy, but, like, I guess.
Yeah, but they also drive you insane.
Right, so you need something else.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's kind of where things stand now, finding, like, what can I do that's not that taxing.
Right.
Not 100% involved where I'm, like, as busy as Kristen.
Okay.
But something that can fill a little time.
Yeah.
Because, like, no matter what I do, I'm not going to replace, like, football. Like, that's not, you can't. I mean,
no.
I did that since I've been 6 or 7, so... Like, that's gone. Like, I'm not going to find another passion that's...
The same.
Yeah, you're just not.
So this is your new stage.
It is.
Like, what...
It's a transition period.
Yeah, and, like, it's so interesting because, like, the football life, like, I was thinking about, like, I met you, obviously, from your time at Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. and that, like, just in college in general, it's like a full-time job having to play football, right? Like, so you've had this pressure on you since that time of your life, which is very different... than the rest of us. Like, when I was in college, I was just worried about, like, partying and, like, going to class sometimes, like, things like that. What does that feel like?
Going to class. well, I mean, it's all I've really known.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, I didn't really know anything different. Like, I played football, basketball, and baseball since, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years old. So, like, it's just, like, this is more of a different... I guess realm of my life than the latter.
Yeah, because you never did anything different.
No.
Like, did you feel that pressure though in college?
At times, but I don't think it ever was like overwhelming or.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with.
Okay, but like then, like you go pro and you're young and you make a lot of money at a young age, which is also really weird mm-hmm. for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like. At that point, do you feel, like, stresses?
What are you doing?
Keep going. You're live. You're not live.
She wants to be in on this so badly.
This is
bad.
Fuck you guys.
Like,
that's not true at all.
Right now that she's not.
she's poking her head in, like, let me talk.
She tested the mic levels with me. I think she just wanted to hold the mic.
Yeah. But what...
We'll go back to the question, like, when you were, I mean, you had all these pressures and stuff, then you go to Chicago, and it's like, that was like a big, I feel like you got a lot of negative, like, slack.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you would handle that.
Yeah, Chicago's a different animal. You know, there's New York has 2 teams, Chicago is a big, huge market, it's got 1 team, you know, and there weren't any teams in LA at that point.
Right.
So I felt like Chicago was a huge market, like, kind of the whole time I was there, and, you know, the fans are great. I mean, if you go out in the streets and talk to the fans, like, 99% of them, like, they get it. Like, they understand what's happening. They're very smart. But, I mean, the papers, and I think I hit a time, like, whenever kind of newspapers were dying a little bit. Internet was kind of taking over.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN, Fox News, like, all those stations were kind of doing their thing. And people were just clicking on, you know, no one was getting the paper. So I think you kind of hit that sweet spot where, you know, they have to write, you know, whatever they can write to get things out there and get people to read it.
Just to get people's attention.
Yeah. I mean, some of it was deserved, some of it wasn't deserved. But
right.
That's kind of how it is.
So the fans themselves were actually not bad to you.
No.
It was mostly the press.
Yeah. And I think that probably goes for most NFL cities. I mean, the fans, like, they're in it. They understand. And I think a lot of them are probably, they've watched football a little bit longer than some of these writers in general anyway. So they have a better feel for the game.
So, like, when people would say stuff, like, I remember reading people being like, he's emotionless, like, he doesn't care. Did you care? I mean...
Yeah, if I didn't care, I would have quit.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't have put in the time and the effort to...
Yeah.
What it takes to do it.
What do you think people were interpreting? Like, just facial expressions or...
Yeah, I mean, I know that after, like, 2010, 2011, 12, like, if we had a Fox game, like, there was basically a camera, like, dedicated to our sidelines that were kind of following me and some of the other guys around, like, just to see how we would interact and stuff. So
yeah.
It got to be a little bit of a thing, but, you know, all I really cared about was playing football and trying to win football games.
So after you left Chicago, like, did you feel a little beat up just from the press and stuff? Or, like, were you kind of happy to be retired at that point?
No, I don't think it never really got to that point. Like, I was always able to separate, you know, the difference in work. And when I left the building, like, it was, I didn't think about it. You know, we had all three kids by the time we were done. And, you know, you walk in the door and that's, they don't care.
No.
That's the last thing that on their mind. So. I always felt like I was able to kind of compartmentalize a lot of it and just keep it away.
What made you want to go back, like, when Miami called?
I still felt like I could play. I wanted to be in a different situation. We had a few teams call, like, right as soon in March, as soon as I was let go by Chicago. But jumping from one ship to the next ship, like, it didn't really interest me. I kind of wanted to process some of it, think about it, and decide whether I still wanted to play or not. And that summer, it just gave me a lot of time. And then when Adam called, you know, I knew him. I knew a lot of those guys from being
Adam
in Chicago.
Was at Chicago.
Yeah. So I knew that, you know, at the end of the day, if we won games or lost games, it would be a good experience being down there with him.
Yeah. Okay, so you were gonna go to Fox and you, like, have this family at home. Did you feel better about that career? Like, being able to balance that with, like, your family and Kristen and everybody?
Working for Fox, the games? I was kind of torn on it because it's still 16 weeks of travel.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, every game is an away game.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So you leave Thursday night or Friday morning and you're gone until Sunday night or Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a 4-day commitment for 16 straight weeks, which didn't really fire me up because it was more travel than I did playing. You know, obviously, Monday through Thursday, you're off, but, I mean, it's still quite a bit.
Yeah.
And that's why I had a lot of hesitations after Miami of getting into that because, you know, and during the fall, like, I wanted to elk hunt, I wanted to deer hunt, I wanted to go to Montana. There's a lot of things I wanted to do. Camden was going to start playing soccer in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, there's just things that I was like, you know, let's just take a year and then see what happens.
Yeah, Kristen and I talk about that sometimes. Like, you never had an August just off. Like,
never.
You would go to training camp.
Yeah, this is my first August I've ever had just hang out and see what August is like. I kind of liked it.
Did you like August?
I did like August.
I mean, honestly, with football, I feel like you kind of miss some of the best months.
Yeah.
Fall, like October, all of it.
Yeah, August, September, October. So it was cool to be here and, like, kind of enjoy that. Halloween, you know, go with the kids on Halloween, was able to do that. Thanksgiving, like, I've played on Thanksgiving before, you know, I've traveled on Thanksgiving. So Christmas, we've played, I think, on Christmas or traveled on Christmas. So just being around for those times was different, but fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about relationship stuff. Like, how was it, first of all, balancing a relationship, three kids, and a really high-pressure job?
I mean, I think that's probably for Kristen. Like, Kristen balanced it. I just
showed up. What a nice life.
Yeah, so, like, if she wasn't probably as tough and resilient and caring as she is, I mean, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I would literally, because, I mean, I think there's so much going on during football, and, like, you're so wound up during the week that, you know, and the kids were young. Kids were super young still. So, like, she had to take care of them. She was doing her job. So, I mean, she's the one that kept that ship afloat.
How is it different now?
It's changed a little bit. I think I do probably more of the day-to-day stuff because she's so busy with her job.
Yeah, you refer to yourself as the nanny and the house manager now, correct?
That is correct. And I am both of those things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me about those jobs, those roles.
That's why I need to find another job.
Okay, we're tired of this. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like being retired has affected your marriage at all? Like, how has that affected it?
Just finding different roles. I think you have major changes like that. And I think Kristen's probably had just as much change as I have.
Totally. In her job, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think when you combine those two storms, if you will, at the same time, there's definitely things you kind of have to wade through and figure out. And, you know, because it's not easy. I mean, it's probably a little bit easier for her because, I mean, she's doing exactly what she wants to do. She's excited
right.
about it and doing very well. I'm the one that's kind of has to figure out, you know, what I want to do and where I want to go next.
Do you have any ideas that you want to share right now?
I don't know. Like, getting back, doing the broadcasting thing on more of a half schedule or something would be interesting. Getting into maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say coaching or consulting, but going to some camps, some training camps or some mini camps and kind of helping out some of the guys that I know mm-hmm. around the league would be fun. We've been kicking around the idea of doing a butcher shop somewhere in Franklin.
You've been talking about that for years because you were still talking about that when you did football.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So what would that be?
Something really small. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1,500 square feet or something. And then sourcing grass-fed beef from somewhere.
That's cool.
I mean, I would want to keep it somewhere in Tennessee if we could.
Right.
A couple pigs, some chickens, and getting whole animals and whatever we get that week, when we sell out, we sell out.
It's different every week, just depending.
Yeah, depending what we could get. Obviously, if someone wants to order something, we'll try to source it. But something really small,
That's cool.
Getting Mike involved.
Yeah.
And kind of letting him, if he wants to smoke some meats or hang some meats.
Mike is who works with Kristen on all her cookbooks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
he's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
And then eventually, maybe Thursday, Friday, or Saturday or something, having lunch and having him make sandwiches
yeah.
and cool, and just seeing where we can go with it. But something small, just to see what happens.
Have you thought about being a matchmaker as a profession? I feel like you might be really good at that.
I think I would be good at it.
Okay. I like the confidence.
There is a but, though.
Give it to me.
I think some people's expectations are a little bit skewed.
And by some people, do we mean me?
We haven't went down that road completely yet. But I think most people's expectations are a little bit lofty.
Tell me more.
And I don't know if I want to be the bearer of bad news, every time being hey, listen,
okay.
I don't know if that's in the cards. Maybe we should just...
Okay.
We all can't find somebody with... abs, 6'4", has a million-dollar job and a plane.
Right.
Those people, they're out there. I mean,
sure.
Obviously, hopefully,
right.
you can
all
find one.
Them.
But mm-hmm. Most people, I think, are just pretty normal.
I also would like to clarify that is not the description of what I'm looking for.
What is the description of what you're looking for?
Oh, put me on the spot, why don't you? I mean, I always say to you, I just want someone who's my partner, right? That kind of meets me halfway.
Yeah.
Who has their own stuff going on,
mm-hmm.
who is not threatened by what I have going on.
What if he's a struggling artist?
Well, okay, you always throw out these descriptions that are amazing. I'm where are these guys?
Struggling artist and has no money. You have to float him.
I mean, okay. I don't think, I would not be upset if I made more money than my partner.
Okay.
So I'm not out for that. But I also don't want a freeloader.
Yeah.
That's not
what if he's amazing on every other
I might be
checklist.
Down. I'm not kidding.
He was hey, listen, this is my passion. I love it. If I have to give this up and get a regular job, I'm going to lose who I am.
Okay, but if he's so amazing, why isn't he selling some of these pieces of art?
Well, he thinks he's amazing. It doesn't mean the rest of the world thinks he's amazing.
Do I think he's amazing is the question.
You support his passion.
CFL. I can be supportive of someone's passion.
If it's selling? Gosh.
Well, it's like you gotta, I do want like a driven person. So.
Well, he's very driven. Like he's cranking out artwork.
But what
like,
if it's terrible? The way you described him, it's terrible.
Doesn't mean he doesn't love it.
I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
Oh my God. On that note, I think I'm gonna move on to the fan questions.
Okay.
I do think you should think about the matchmaking thing. People don't know about you that you're very like perceptive and intuitive. It's a very good skill set. Okay, so I asked a bunch of my followers on Velvet's Edge what they wanted to know about you, and I got some mixed questions.
Question for you. What percentage of these followers are women?
Like a very high percentage.
Like 90?
I mean, for sure, probably.
Okay.
I would maybe even go as far as to say 95.
And the rest are gay?
Okay, so guys. Let's say 90 women, five, the other five includes the gays.
Uh-huh.
So we got 5% male.
Okay.
Okay, well, Kristen will probably want to hear this, but they said, who runs your Instagram if Jay has an Instagram? It's hilarious.
Jesus, there she goes.
What? the question from the fans is, who runs Jay's Instagram?
Like it's a mystery?
Who runs it, Jay? I didn't think it was either, but people ask me this a lot.
I guess I don't really talk about it, my hobby.
Would you like us to make the big reveal?
Who runs it?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Who runs it? No one can hear me. You have a microphone.
Kristen does.
He's so hesitant.
Not happy about it. Not happy to give me the cred.
Is this a joint effort by any means, though? Like, what
sometimes I'll ask him for a caption. Like, what would you say in this situation?
Okay. So you're participating.
It's a collaborative effort.
Collaborative. I like that. Jay, do you even know how to log into your Instagram?
I don't know the password.
Okay. So we'll give Casey the credit here.
Yeah, I couldn't log in if I had to.
Yeah.
I mean, you logged in one time.
On my?
Yeah, when Bane ran away.
Oh, right.
No, you logged in and gave me the phone.
Their you dog posted ran away and you wanted to make a post about it?
Yeah, so
can't
she...
Can't even log into his own Instagram.
So she logged in and gave me the phone and I...
Did you post? You knew how to post?
No, Kristen showed me.
No, okay. You posted.
I made a plea for someone to help me find Bane.
Our dog.
And you found him. Thank God for the social media. This is kind of a little bit going back to the matchmaking thing. One girl asked, what are your tips for boss women dating out there? What do you think about the whole men are intimidated by strong women thing? I did not submit this question, although it sounds like
here?
I might have.
From Kelly.
Love Kelly.
XOXO Kelly.
What do you think about that? I think you talked to me about this a lot. So tell the women.
Repeat the question.
There's two parts to this question. What are the tips for boss women dating out there? And then what do you think about the whole men are intimidated by strong women thing? Do you find truth in that?
I'm sure some men are. Why?
That's a good question.
Christian actually submitted this question.
Do you want to say something?
No, I'm leaving. Okay, bye.
I'm sure some men are.
Right.
I mean, I'm just riding the wave. Like, Kristen can make all the money. I'll just kind of hang out and do what I
want
to do.
You just want an allowance.
Yeah, I just want to, I mean, that's not too much to ask. But listen, like, if you're with a guy that's intimidated by what you do, like, find a different guy.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. That's not the right guy for you.
No, especially, like, early on, if they're, like,
right.
if they're trying to pressure you to do something that, you know, you don't want to do professionally and you really like what you do, and then that's not the right guy.
What about just actually dating, though? Like, do you think that men, like, are men more attracted to women who kind of need them and, like, you know, would be supported by them versus someone who seemingly can take care of herself, et cetera?
I think there's both.
Okay.
I think there's both. And that's why it's dating. Like, that's the guys that want someone that's needy and someone that's, you know, needs them. Like, that's what they're probably going to find.
Right.
And vice versa the other way. And if, I mean, the women out there, like, you just find somebody that appreciates that you work and appreciates that, you know, you're doing what you want to do and your passion of whatever it is.
Was that attractive in Kristen to you? Like, she kind of already had her own stuff going on.
Yeah, but I think Kristen was between, like, she was just...
Between gigs at the moment.
She's probably, she'll probably deny this, but, like, at that point, like, she was tired of LA. Like, she was like, I want to get out. You know, she kind of wanted the thing about moving to Chicago. Like, I was trying to get her to come to Chicago.
Because she has family there, too.
Yeah, she has family there. I mean, she was always doing work and doing stuff, but...
Yeah. She wasn't the uncommon James version of Kristen that we know
no,
now.
No, not at all. Not at all. And she, you know, she got pregnant when she was young.
Right, 24.
No, but take everything back, I guess, at this point. But like, she was always, always extremely driven, and like, there was no way that like, she was gonna just hang at home and take care of the kids and not explore, you know, things that she wanted to do.
So you obviously were attracted to that then.
Yeah, yes. I mean, it was, I mean, she brought a lot to the table.
Yeah. This one sounds like it was submitted by Kristen. What do you love most about your wife? I swear to God it wasn't. People want to know. The people want to know.
Yeah, they do. I think it probably is like she can balance both of those worlds.
Yeah.
Really seamlessly.
She does,
being able to raise three kids. Like, I went to Miami for 5 months, and she still was able to raise three kids, you know, put together. She had a shoe line then. Like, things were coming with the jewelry line. You know, I think I got back from, and she was putting together this show. So, like, she was able to do all of that.
While you were in Miami.
Just living the life on the beach.
You really did. When you were in Miami, like, because during the week, what did you do?
I went to work, and then...
How many hours a day, though?
Monday's kind of... No, Tuesday an off day. Monday, there for a couple hours.
Nice.
Thursday, out at 5. Friday, out at, like, 12, 1 o'clock.
My God, living your best life.
Yeah, but they came down a lot.
Okay. Okay, this is where my fans get a little... They're really into you. Hmm. What's your biggest turn-on? It feels so weird to ask you this kind of stuff.
I mean, I think when I met Kristen, like just her, probably just her, like, I think anybody, like, they're lying, basically, if they say, like, attraction, like, you know, how they look, you're...
Right.
Like, that's, it has to be there.
Of course.
It has to be there. And I remember whenever I first met Kristen, it was in, it was after a preseason game.
Okay.
She actually had dark hair at the time.
What, like brunette? Like my color?
Not quite, but it wasn't the blonde that you all know and love. Yeah. Like she had maybe low lights?
But a lot of low.
Okay. Like it was almost brown.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I never knew her in those days.
Yeah. And she was thinking about getting out of LA. Like it was a whole different side that you don't know.
But you were obviously physically attracted to her.
For sure.
Yeah.
She had on either a white shirt and like blue shorts or vice versa.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, she was just naturally beautiful. So like that was the first attraction.
Okay.
And I think if that's not there, then
we're
probably not gonna move forward.
Don't you think with Kristen too, she has like a natural confidence? Like I think a lot of guys say that that's really, really attractive
for
girls too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's true.
Here's another question. What did you learn in that GQ article? Tell us.
I think Kristen's already told all.
I don't think she gave specifics, so people were asking. I mean, if you feel like you need to keep that between you two, then...
I mean, there's some things you got to keep secret, I think.
Okay. So does that go for this next question, which is... I mean, I honestly don't even know if I want to know the answer to this, but what's your favorite sexual position?
I think we experiment with many different ones.
Okay, so a variety.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Keep it.
Yeah, I mean, after so long, like, you have to mix it up a little bit. Don't even start with me.
Like you're
Are you kidding me?
It's my ears. I can't.
You're the one that put all this stuff out there in the first place.
Do you want to come tell us about the GQ article?
No. I already said it on national television. I'm good.
Yeah, why are you yelling at me?
So you're blushing.
I said it in a very sweet way.
What was it?
Like a very innocent, sweet way.
What is your favorite position?
I'm not. We're not.
There you go. All of a sudden, like, she's St. Teresa now. Like,
she's so modest. I'm so sure.
I've got a company now.
You guys have been married for how many years, though?
Going on 6.
You do have to keep it kind of spicy, like shake things up a bit.
Yeah, we've known her since 2010.
Wow, yeah. So variety, that makes a lot of sense to me, actually. Okay, so you have type 1 diabetes.
Yes.
And someone asked, what is it like living with that as an athlete? Did it change a lot of stuff for you?
Yeah, definitely. And I think meeting Kristen changed even more for me.
Okay.
Because, I mean, as I got it in, 2009.
Yeah.
So I was, how old am I now? 25 or so. I was almost 26, I think.
Okay.
And, like, I was just eating, like, basically like a young college kid would eat. Like, just eat whatever you want.
Drink all the time.
Yeah, like, just no conscience at all. Like, what you put in your body is going to affect you.
Right.
So once that happened, and just carbs and sugar, like you just start thinking more and more about that. And then when I met Kristen in 2010, you know, we really started. You know, well, at first, like she was just kind of eating whatever, kind of with me.
Right.
Kristen, how much weight did you gain?
She's oddly absent right now.
Kristen,
what?
How much weight did you gain whenever we first started hanging out?
Oh my, you guys, 8 pounds, okay?
But on my little frame, that's a
Her
lot.
Little body can't my carry body that extra weight.
I just ate like shit, because I was like, I'm not gonna be that girl that's like, I don't eat this stuff. And then,
yeah.
He likes me fat though, let's be honest. He likes me pleasantly plump.
True.
Some junk in the trunk.
So it came to a head where she's like, oh, okay, like this is not kind of how I eat.
Right.
So then, you know, she started introducing me to, you know, less carbs, okay, whole foods, like
real food.
Yeah, different stuff like that. And then before we had Camden, we did a lot more research on, you know, food and health and everything else and gut, your immune system, and like just how everything kind of comes together. And that's whenever I think things kind of took off and we went down the rabbit hole and
turned around for you with like health.
Yeah,
stuff.
And you know, and now my insulin levels are, you know, I don't take as much insulin. I feel better. I sleep better. My numbers have been really good. So
is that how it works with diabetes? Like you, whatever, if your insulin levels are high, that's you have that pin you carry around.
Yeah, like as soon as you eat food, you know, your body starts breaking down carbs and sugar, and insulin delivers that to your muscles and your brain and stuff like that. But without insulin in your body, you know, you're just gonna pee all that stuff out.
Oh.
Your body's gonna start shutting down.
Okay.
So every time I eat, I pump insulin in, and that delivers everything all over my body. But as soon as you start eating a lot of carbs for years and years and years, you know, your body is gonna start to become a little bit immune to the insulin you're putting in. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have to put in, if you, like 5 years ago, if you put in 3 units, you know, 10 years down the road, like you might have to put in 12 units to cover up the same piece of bread.
Oh, okay.
So your body starts to figure it out, like, hey, like this isn't natural.
Right.
So you want to kind of keep your insulin levels down, your insulin usage down as much as possible. And the only way to do that is to eat less carbs and less sugar.
So now that you've changed your diet, you're using way less insulin.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But the problem is, like, you know, the medical field and pharmaceuticals, like they're just, they just say, hey, just put insulin in your body and you'll be fine. Like,
treat it with medicine.
More insulin, more insulin, more insulin, where that's fine for a short period of time, but eventually it's going to catch up to you.
Right. Okay, what's your Netflix go-to? Tough to make one decision, I feel like.
I know. Well, I mean, it changes. Like, I kind of binge watch.
What are you currently binging?
God, what is like Friends? I think it's called like Friends from College.
I know nothing about this. Tell me everything.
I think. It's like these guys from, these group of guys and girls from college, but now they're out of college and like one of them's cheating on. Okay. And it's just kind of their lives in New York maybe or something like that. It's funny. It's good.
Have you ever watched Schitt's Creek?
I watched like 3 or 4 episodes of it.
You couldn't get into it? This is
I don't know.
Obsession.
Like, I watch some of these shows and then some. I get caught up in doing something else and I forget about it.
Right.
But I saw it on my like recently played things and I was like, oh yeah. And
oh
I clicked
God,
on it and
go back.
Yeah, I do need to go back because I think it was funny.
I laugh out loud and I feel like you appreciate the same kind of humor I do, so I think you would like it.
I'd have to look at my phone, but there was a bunch of them recently that I've watched.
So Friends from College.
I think that's what it's called.
Okay, interesting.
I'm watching the Ted Bundy thing too now.
Oh, I heard that's like very dark and scary.
It's very dark. I didn't know much about it going into it, but I mean, this guy was, he's a piece of work.
Well, yeah, I guess all serial killers are, but...
Yeah, but he was, like, charismatic and, like...
Charming. Wasn't he kind of attractive?
Yeah, he's a good-looking dude.
Oh, my God. That's scary as shit. Yeah. For a girl out there dating? See, maybe you should start, like, a matchmaking PI service.
You want to do like, background checks on
Tuesdays? Yes, please.
But I don't think serial killers, like... go on dates. They just kind of snatch you up as, on the way to your car.
I feel like you would know, though. Like, when you meet people, you have a good radar.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think if you went on a date with Ted Bundy, I'd be like, hey, I don't... I think you might want to steer clear of this one.
Pump the brakes on this one.
Just don't go anywhere with him
alone. Okay, I'm going to keep you around then. Okay, what career would you have done if football wouldn't have been an option? Well, this is kind of what you're having to go through now, right?
Yeah, like... I've told some guys like this, like there was never a plan B.
Yeah.
Like I never had a plan B. And I told some some of the guys like in college and NFL, I'm like, listen, if there's a plan B, like plan A is probably not gonna work out.
Oh, so you think that's why you were successful then maybe?
I think there's a lot of things that lined up for it, but I think that was part of the reason.
Yeah.
Like there was never another option.
So you just had to make it work.
Yeah, it was gonna work.
Yeah.
Or like, I didn't take college very seriously, so, like, I was all in.
This football thing. Thank God you have a good arm.
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever regret retirement then?
Regret it? No. Do I miss it sometimes? For sure.
Like, how was football season? Did you watch a lot of games?
Well, I mean, Cannon's obsessed.
Yeah, that's right.
So, like, Saturday and Sunday, like, Jackson hates it. Sailor's indifferent. Yeah. Kristen watches more than she claims she watches, probably.
Yeah, no, I knew that.
Like, she knows... I mean, I guess after 8 years, like, you're going to...
Kind of have to.
You're going
to
figure some stuff out.
Yeah.
So she'll watch some stuff with us. But, I mean, Camden's, like, Saturday and Sunday, he's locked right here.
Yeah. So you're in it for that.
Yeah. So we watch, and he throws the football back and forth all day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Yeah. It was the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that answer is, like, will you ever come out of retirement?
No, that ship sailed.
Ship has sailed. You didn't have anything you wanted to tell us today on the Velvet's Edge podcast.
No.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I have for you. So I guess people can tune in to If Jay Had an Instagram if they want to keep up with you.
Yeah.
Oh, also season 2 of Vera Cavalieri, shameless plug, March 3rd.
Is that when it starts?
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I mean...
Are you nervous?
I'm not nervous yet. I think, like, right before it comes out, I always start to overanalyze, like, oh, shit, what did I say? Oh, there she is.
Damage is done.
Damage is done, I know. Thank God we have an EP in here with us right now.
Hi, are you guys done?
Well, we're trying to wrap up.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Did you have anything you wanted to add to this special podcast?
Nope.
Since you've poked your head in a couple times.
I'm good. I feel like I added everything.
I mean, for Kelly's benefit, like, how did you know that you were attracted to me?
Oh, these are great questions. Come over
here.
I'm,
like, in there working on my cookbook.
No,
I can't.
Join this podcast real fast. I'm sure the people want to know this, too. How did you know with Jay?
I mean, Kelly's out there in the dating world just trying to grind it out.
Okay, well, it's like this little thing called chemistry that you really, like, can't put your finger on. Like, you just know. But at the time, I was really looking for somebody to, like, sit in the driver's seat. Like, I was sick of, like, being the man in my life. And so I really wanted, like, a man who could take charge.
Yeah.
And like you said, her overheard you. I was really wanting out of L.A. I was just finishing up the Hills. And my life felt very suffocating there. And so, I really wanted to get out of L.A. Never once said I wanted to stop working or anything like that.
I did not say that.
Definitely said I didn't want to live in L.A., but I had a shoe line, and I was still hosting and doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Just not at the level you are now.
Right. Or that I was prior to meeting Jay.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you know the second you saw him, were you like, oh?
I knew something was up.
Oh!
You knew something was
I
up.
I did. Well, I thought
Tell
I was doing
it. Tell the story about your cousin,
oh my
though.
God, this is like. So my cousin was obsessed with Jay, specifically with the Bears.
Right.
And I had told my mom at one point that Jay asked me out. And so we were going to a game. Mm-hmm. And my mom brought it up. And my cousin Danny was like, he's the man. Like, you're such an idiot. So we got family passes to meet him after the game. And I thought, like, I was just going to be cousin of the year and make my cousin's life and, like, would never speak to Jay ever again. And he walked in, he was really sweet, and he won my mom over, which I feel like is probably
a
smart move. He drove us to our car and then texted me right after he dropped us off, and Danny was like, he loves you. And then we hung out a couple nights later.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
So when you know, it's true what they say.
When you know, you know.
She did have dark hair, though.
I know. I didn't get through that.
Not
in
a
there.
Good look for me.
Wow.
I mean, it wasn't like your color.
That's
but
what
I definitely
I
was like trying something new, and
it wasn't your
cute.
Best look.
No, not
okay.
Cute.
I'm glad you're back blonde.
Thank God.
I feel like you switched pretty quickly then.
Oh yeah.
That can happen in a salon pretty fast.
Yeah. Like, tried the whole balayage thing or whatever, Justin.
Balayage, that's the word you were looking for.
No, I've never heard that word.
You learned something new here today, then.
Balayage.
What does that mean?
Like, I think it was darker, and then it, like, got lighter at the ends.
Yeah, like, it was
no,
dark.
No, that's called ombre, actually.
Ombre. It was ombre.
Yeah, it was dark, and then it cut a little bit lighter, but it was still
I have
pretty.
To tell people that Jay is, like, but like touching Kristen's hair is showing me exactly how it was. This is very, so maybe beauty salon?
Beauty
I mean, other things to think about, Jay?
Probably not girls.
Oh, barbershop.
Barbershop. I
could
do barbershop.
Actually really could see that.
I could too, actually.
Yeah. Jay's barbershop.
Very into his hair, so.
Uh-huh.
Can the people hear me? I'm worried that I don't have a
we
microphone.
We need to pass that mic back and forth. Yeah.
I'm so sorry, people. Please forgive me.
Jay has good hair, though.
Jay has good hair. He's obsessed with his hair, so that would kind of make sense.
Ooh, he kind of cringed at that word.
You just recently had 3 haircuts. Like, we should just tell him.
Truth comes out.
Just be honest.
I love when the wife comes in.
A lot of this is out of my control.
It really is right now.
No.
The haircut situation.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Well, we should just end it there because we don't want to hurt feelings.
Okay.
People's feelings.
Was it for the show? Were you filming?
No. Let's just end it.
She just wants to be done. Do you like being a reality star? I didn't ask you that.
Good question.
No. You guys know I don't like being a reality star.
The people don't know, though.
The people don't know. I mean, the schedule of filming is not really your thing, right?
That's
You're
what it is.
You're the surprise star of the show. The
schedule of filming isn't that hard.
Then what is it?
Why would you want all these people at your house?
That's
doing
right.
This?
You can be honest. This is a trust tree.
I'm not in the trust tree. I'm not allowed in the trust tree. I'm told nothing. And like, I just learned today that we're doing this. So
that's not true.
Maybe yesterday.
Oh my God. He's so dramatic.
I'm not dramatic. Like, this is the truth. I'm told nothing. I'm not in the trust tree.
Well, I think you're a natural. It was a big surprise to the
Everybody.
World, I think.
Oh, you were shocked?
Yeah, I was nervous to put you on camera. I was like, this is either going to be really good or really bad.
I mean, this goes back to Chicago days. Like, I saw you in press conferences. I mean, I was kind of nervous about that today. Like, you shut shit down.
You watched press conferences?
I just spent a lot of time watching.
Every week, every Sunday.
If you're going to ask dumb stuff, like, there's no point in answering it. Like, let's just get on with it.
What?
Right. So I'm
a
semester.
Oh, I thought.
No, he's not.
I thought you meant you. I was like,
oh my God.
Going back in my office.
No, I must have asked really good questions then because you were very receptive today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's a different forum.
Yeah. You really shine on a podcast, Jay.
I think radio is easy. I like radio.
Right. You like reality TV and radio, I think.
No, I think I clarified that I did not like reality TV. I'm really more forced into this role than anything.
Right, it's the true. Husband role.
Like, the camera just shows up and they're like, hey, give us some funny stuff. And then they leave.
Right. Well, you're good
pressure.
At it. So
it is a lot of pressure.
You do feel it? You feel it?
No, I don't.
Okay. This is nothing.
No, I really don't. I'm just kind of like a sidekick, really. Just,
Casey's sidekick.
Remember that.
Huh?
Remember that.
Gosh, she's trying to take the man role now.
Take back everything I said. Yeah.
So you feel, you said everything you want to about Very Cavallari.
Yeah, I'm pretty clear on that.
Okay, well, with that said, I think we can just tell the people to tune in on March 3rd for the new season of Very Cavallari. Also follow Jay on
Jay had Instagram.
How's my Insta doing?
You're doing really well.
You're about to pass me. Really
how many people do follow me?
You definitely have over 100.
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Like 160.
This is a sensitive subject. All right. Why? She does not want you to pass her.
I don't want you to pass me. So
100% going to, probably.
Game on. Ugh.
I will say the best post was in Cabo on that pink
flamingo floaty.
Jay on the pink flamingo floaty was epic.
If you would put like more stuff up and not be so selfish about your own.
Selfish, give me content. Oh, like I can only do so much here. This is a team effort.
Wait, let's make goals here.
I need pictures of you though. Like every time I try to get a picture, you're like,
welcome to the life of an influencer, Jay.
I'm gonna fight you on it. Do you want followers or not?
I'm a content machine.
You have to be a willing participant.
Just take the pictures. Half the time I'm not even looking.
Oh my God. Well, they're all set up shots. I just want everyone to know that that's not true. He's basically a blogger.
I don't even have the password.
No, but you're like,
we need to get the shot.
That's how I do it.
On the flamingo, that was definitely like, yeah.
That wasn't you just posing, like, let's be honest. Or I mean, that was you posing, but that wasn't just like a candid, like.
The flamingo?
I hope not. Yeah, that would like, be weird.
For your sake, you should sit here and admit that it was a staged photo.
I don't know.
So I think you should make a goal of like how many posts you want to get up a week and then know that like you're gonna have to do some photo shoots.
First of all, I haven't even posted in 5 or 6 days, so well, like it's hard enough out here for me.
Yeah.
If you want your password, just say the word.
I don't.
Well, okay. Then don't complain.
So we're gonna work on some if Jay had an Instagram content. Actually, we'll start today. And you guys be on the lookout for that. Jay, thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Didn't have a choice.
Okay, thank you guys for listening. Okay. Bye, y'all.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.